The Lord is nigh them who have a broken spirit, the Bible says. And the psalmist said, the sacrifice of the Lord, a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. I want to talk to you this morning on that one little word, broken. And the text is Psalm 34:18 and also Psalm 51:17. And I want you to, if you would, just to gather your problems and put them beside you for a minute and take your minds off. I'd like for the fellows, there's a fellow sitting behind the KB in back. I want you folks in the back row to scoot to your right a little bit so he can see also. That's it. That's good. That's fine. Very good. Same way over here. Scoot so that, that's right, the young people behind the KB can see. And thank you very much. I've heard this week this one word mentioned more than I've heard it, I guess, in any month of my life. The word broken. My heart is broken, said one. My spirit is completely broken, said another. My dreams have been shattered and broken, said another. Throughout the entire week, it just seems like that practically everybody that I've talked to, somehow or other, has been able to weave the word broken in their conversation. This is not one of those sermons that I'll overwhelm you with. It's not one that will cause you to be in ecstasy. It is one that you'll have to listen to on purpose. But a truth that I know will enrich your heart if you'll listen carefully. It may be that you've never yet had a dream broken, but you will have. There are no perfect plans or fulfillment of plans in life. It may be that your heart thus far has never known the feeling of hurting because it is breaking. But you will know. It may be that your dreams have not been splattered on the pavement of providence, but someday they will be. Heavenly Father, bless the message to our hearts today. I need the people to listen to me. Would you make them listen? And I promise you that I'll listen to you as best I can. Amen. Each week is a different journey for me. No, I'm not talking about a journey to a distant city to preach on Monday night and Tuesday and Tuesday night. I'm talking about a journey as I counsel, and I'm sure you understand, over 150 people a week come to the door of my office and seek some kind of counsel for me. Each week is a journey in itself, and no 2 weeks are exactly alike. Some weeks are trips that I spend with people or take with folks along a spiritual trail ridge road where I look down with people from heights into valleys where we once walked. Other weeks find me sharing peaceful meadows and watching lovely sunsets as we as a people smile and laugh and enjoy life together. I'm talking about our vacation Bible schools. I'm talking about the watch night service. I'm talking about beautiful weddings. I'm talking about the delightful times that we often spend together. And some weeks are characterized by